Hello, I'm Veronica Scaresbrick, taking you with me to Naples this weekend, if you wish, to inform you on the 3-day interreligious peace meeting organised by the Rome-based International Catholic Lay Movement of Sant'Egidio. Philippa Hitchen interviewed their spokesman, Mario Marazziti, in an effort to find out more. Let's listen. This is the 21st meeting since the original Assisi encounter. Just give us an idea of the aims, the particular focus of this meeting in Naples.
In Naples, we will be focusing on the problem of violence in our everyday life. Naples has this problem, and this is the problem of living in big cities all over the world. And this is a problem that is also at the root of many wars. So I think that from Naples we will have men and women of religion and also cultural leaders, also secular cultural leaders, that will try to focus on the crucial problems of our time, and also to see how religions can decompress the conflict instead of being fuel on them.
You've got some interesting debates, some interesting round tables on specific issues relating to this problem of violence, haven't you? Can you tell us about a few of them?
Well, first, violence in a big city. Second, I think this the problem of dialogue between religions. Third, we have immigration, AIDS, that are massive scale problems of violence. And then we have our relationship with the planet, so how we spoil the planet, and how this is another way of living violence and of not thinking of a future for our fellow human beings. And at the same time, the problem of dialogue and religions. I think this is one of the real problems of our time. And when John Paul II started the World Day of Prayer for Peace, he was trying to think of something, an incredible prayer, not only of Christians, but of all over the world, to avoid and prevent atomic war. At that time there was the problem of Star Wars, and I think that prophetic initiative that Benedict XVI at least twice highlighted as an incredible good step for a pedagogy of peace that needs to include the youth and needs to include believers of all religions without any syncretism. I think that this is now something that is more in the normal life of everyday people, even in a moment in which many would like to use religions to fight and to destroy the other one. It is an incredible and beautiful coincidence that Pope Benedict XVI decided to come and visit Naples on the first day, on the very day in which we will start in the afternoon the interfaith meeting. And so after the Mass in Piazza Plebiscito with some representatives of some ecumenical representatives attending the Mass, we will have at Capodimonte the greeting of the participants to the interfaith meeting by the Benedict XVI, and this will be a fantastic and encouraging step for a good start.
Do you see this as a real endorsement of your work? There have been doubts in the past about how seriously the Pope was committed to this type of peace process.
I think that only people who are not well informed could have some doubts about it, because Pope Benedict was like a crystal on that, because I remember the long speech he gave to our 20th meeting in Assisi a year ago, and then he was absolutely encouraging this dialogue to decompress a misuse of religions. Of course, syncretism has never been a real part of the spirit of Assisi, and we as Community of Sant'Egidio always included dialogue with cultures and not just among religious believers. And so I think this is absolutely in the same feeling of Pope Benedict. And Pope Benedict went to the mosque during his visit in Turkey, and he met many other times other religious leaders. I think that sometimes there is a vulgata that does not correspond to the reality.
There's also another important event during this meeting, the handing over of some of the relics that are found in Amalfi, not far from Naples, to the Ecumenical Patriarch Bartholomew. Tell us a little bit more about that.
Well, St. Andrew, the Apostle, is highly worshipped and loved in the Eastern churches. And there are some special relics in Amalfi, and this year is the 5th century, 500 anniversary of 500 anniversary of the translation of the relics to Amalfi, and the Patriarch Bartholomaeus will be given these relics as a sign of friendship, and also will receive a special honorary degree by the university, and he will be a special citizen in Amalfi. And I think that this is not just a symbol, it's something that is deeper and will increase sympathy and contacts and a good feeling between our churches.
There's a strong presence, isn't there, of Orthodox leaders from different countries around the world?
Absolutely. There is a very big presence from Romania at a high level, from Moscow, the Metropolitan Kirill and other chaplains and many others, and Patriarch Bartholomaeus, Anastasius from Albania, from Cyprus. So I think that we will have an incredible and very important presence from the Orthodox churches. I do hope that this will increase our step forward, real friendship.
Are there any other areas of the world where you're still not able, perhaps, to get through to have the kind of representation that you'd like at these meetings? Anywhere where you still feel there's a lot of work to be done?
Well, we could say from Islam, we do not have the same high-level representation, but it's not true. The problem is that Islam has not a central authority. And we have many, many very important representatives from different countries where Muslims can be the majority of population in those countries, but sometimes they are not well known in the Western countries. So this is more a feeling than a reality. And we are honored to have the chief rabbi from Israel, Metzger, or the rabbi Cohen, or many from, not only from Israel, but from America and from other countries. So we feel at ease with the presence of the people here. What we would like to improve is how religions can help ordinary people to find a different way of living with others without fear.
Thanks there to the spokesman of the Rome-based International Catholic Lay Movement of Sant'Egidio, Mario Marazziti, speaking there to Philippa Hitchin, who's currently in Naples. Well, thanks for listening. I'm Veronica Scaresbrick.